Part 4. Listen and look. There is one example. How did Sally go to town?
I've just been shopping with my mum.
Really? How did you get there, Sally? Did you go by car or bus?
No, we decided to walk. It's quicker.
Yes, but it's a long way.
Can you see the tick? Now you listen and tick the box. 1. Where did she go first?
Which shop did you look at first?
Well, I wanted some new shoes.
Oh, so you went into the shoe shop first?
No, Mum wanted a new dress. So we went to that expensive clothes shop next to the bookshop.
2. What was she doing when the fire started?
Did you shop all morning?
No, because there was a big fire in the supermarket in the high street.
Were you in the supermarket when it started?
No, we were looking in the chemist's window across the street when we heard the noise. It was a very big fire. I was afraid.
3. Where did she have lunch?
What did you do next? Did you come home?
No, we went to have some lunch.
But weren't the restaurants and cafes closed because of the fire?
Yes, they were. So we had a sandwich in the park.
4. What has she bought for Katie?
Katie's going to university soon, isn't she?
Yes. So we wanted to buy her something.
And have you bought her something to help her study? Like a computer?
She's got a computer and a radio, so we've bought her a very good camera.
5. When is she going to give it to Katie?
And when are you going to give it to Katie?
Well, she's going to leave tomorrow evening.
Are you going to give it to her in the morning?
No, Mum's going to cook her favourite food for lunch. And we'll give it to her then.
That's nice.
Now listen to part 4 again. 1. Where did she go first?
Which shop did you look at first?
Well, I wanted some new shoes.
Oh, so you went into the shoe shop first?
No, Mum wanted a new dress. So we went to that expensive clothes shop next to the bookshop.
2. What was she doing when the fire started?
Did you shop all morning?
No, because there was a big fire in the supermarket in the high street.
Were you in the supermarket when it started?
No, we were looking in the chemist's window across the street when we heard the noise. It was a very big fire. I was afraid.
3. Where did she have lunch?
What did you do next? Did you come home?
No, we went to have some lunch.
But weren't the restaurants and cafes closed because of the fire?
Yes, they were. So we had a sandwich in the park.
4. What has she bought for Katie?
Katie's going to university soon, isn't she?
Yes. So we wanted to buy her something.
And have you bought her something to help her study? Like a computer?
She's got a computer and a radio, so we've bought her a very good camera.
5. When is she going to give it to Katie?
And when are you going to give it to Katie?
Well, she's going to leave tomorrow evening.
Are you going to give it to her in the morning?
No, Mum's going to cook her favourite food for lunch, and we'll give it to her then.
That's nice.
That is the end of part 4.